Last Sunday was a feast of Saints Peter and Paul. At one time, this feast was considered the most important feast after Easter and Christmas. Both Peter and Paul brought the good news of salvation by God's rich love alone to both Jew and Gentile. These are the preeminent apostles, the ones to whom the church has looked for the truth of God's mercy. How fitting that the gospel for this past Sunday is St. Peter's great confession of Jesus as the promised Messiah, the Son of the living God. For several weeks we have been looking at the marks of the church, the God we worship, the necessity of hearing his holy word. Now we begin to answer the question that Jesus posed to his disciples. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Everyone has an opinion about Jesus. Some say he was a good teacher, but not the Son of God. Others suggest he is an example for morality and service, but is not the Son of God. You may even hear people suggest he is a myth, somewhat like King Arthur, whose story may have an element of truth, but certainly not as elaborate as the books about him may suggest. How do you answer this question? Who is Jesus? That is the question for the week. May our Lord grant us wisdom to see, recognize, and properly confess Jesus. Amen.